a no huddle, how much latitude do you have to call your own plays, and how often are you getting away from the called play based off what you see from the defense?
You know, we have a pretty small package that we really like to use, especially at home when we can all communicate pretty easily and be all, you know, pretty much on the same page. But you know, there's a number of things at our disposal, and we just try to attack the defense fast and quickly, and you know, try to confuse them a little bit, but really just kind of speed things up and get the up tempo and get them tired and get them moving.
What is it about the no huddle of veteran quarterbacks seem to love? I mean, Gannon was here, he just loved it. Manning loves it. You talked about a lot about it. I mean, even when Jeff Hostetler was back here, it's all they ran it with him, and he loved it whenever they did it.
You know, you need to have some experience. You need to have seen a number of things, and you know, experience different pressures, different bluffs. Because a big thing you get in no huddle is bluff coverage and bluff pressures. But you know, it's not completely a veteran thing. It's more years in the offense. You know, the more and more comfortable I get within this offense, you know, the more of a package we'll put in, I'm sure. You know, if this was, you know, one of my first, you know, third or fourth year in the offense, I'd be a lot more comfortable than I am right now, just because this is year one and I'm still learning in it, still growing in it. So as the season goes on and I get more and more comfortable within the offense, I'm sure the package will expand a little bit.
So assume or just guess that Manning's probably doing much less than he did in Indianapolis based on just his years in the system. He's got a new system.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I really haven't seen their offense play at all other than just when we were getting ready for the Steeler game. So I'm not sure exactly what's at their disposal, but, you know, I'm sure he's, you know, it is a new offense for him, new teammates, too. That's another big part of it. So I'm sure as the season goes on, they'll get better at it, too.
Are you afraid?
What is the communication on the road, though?
Totally different. You know, our crowd does such a good job of being quiet when we're on offense. Or you'll go to some home teams, and when their offense is on the field, it's still pretty loud, and they have to quiet their crowd down every once in a while. Our fans get it; they understand football, they know what we're trying to do, so they do a good job of staying quiet. As soon as you get on the road, it really changes everything; it makes it a lot more difficult.
Dennis made it a point to not play up the fact that Pittsburgh was his first win. Now he's making it a point to not play up the fact that they're playing the Broncos, Ravens defensive coordinator last year. This stuff means more to him than he lets on. It's just his personality. It's like, let's keep it with the team. Or do you think that stuff does mean something?
Well, anytime you spend time, you know, at a place, it makes it a little bit more special. But, you know, he's always so focused about team, and nothing about him. You know, that's his approach to the game, and he does a phenomenal job of that. You know, he doesn't carry an ego. He doesn't walk around with an ego. And, you know, he's looking at it like it's the next game on the schedule, and that's what we're doing too. There is some added, you know, rivalry between the Oakland Raiders and the Denver Broncos and interdivision game and all those things. But it's got to mean a little bit extra to you if you spend some time somewhere.
Carson, you're facing their defense, but how fun is it to match up with a guy like Peyton Manning, quarterback to quarterback?
To be honest, I really don't think about it too much. Yeah. You can't. You don't look at it as a individual battle. I'm thinking more of, you know, Elvis on the other side and Vaughn and some of those guys and Champ Bailey on the corner. My battle's with those guys. You know, I've played against Peyton a handful of times and you can't get into individual battles with other players in the opposing offense.
All right, it looks like the replacement refs might be gone after this weekend. Are you guys happy to hear that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard that. But, you know, that's a league matter. They're going to handle that the way that they handle that. As players, we really can't focus on that or worry about that. We got enough to worry about just with studying the game plan we got today and finishing up through the week. Well, the key to the tight ends being involved is the offense really involves them. You know, there's a number of opportunities for them to catch big plays. You know, there's a number of things in the passing game where they're not really decoy routes or clear routes. They're the number one option, the number two option. And they're still learning, but they've done a phenomenal job, those three guys. They're all very similar have, you know, certain characteristics that differentiate them, but body size, their abilities, even their experience, they're all pretty similar guys. They've done a great job.
At the third and 10 play from the 25 that started out the game-winning drive to Myers, was he the first read on that one? He was the primary guy?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of stuff where the tight end's the number one read, and that's just a play where you got Brandon matched up in a favorable matchup against a linebacker, and he does such a good job. He's a lot faster than he looks. He kind of catches guys off guard and quicker than he looks, too. And before you know it, he gets by you, just like he did on that play. He was getting grabbed and held, and he fought through it and made a phenomenal catch and got blown up at the end of it, too. And just a great play by him.
What is it that makes him sort of like a reliable passer?
Well, he's got unbelievable hands. Probably, you know, he's kind of a sleeper. He's probably got the best hands on the team. He makes diving catches, one-handed catches. You don't ever see him drop anything. So his hands are very reliable. He really understands the game. He knows how to set up routes. He knows how to get open in zones. He knows how to set up man routes. Just really a solid all-around player, and he can block too, which a lot of times you get a guy that's really good at one thing and struggles at the other. Brandon's really balanced in the passing and running game.
Are there different styles to the no huddle? Do you watch other quarterbacks in the past and pick up different things like Peyton, or how does that work?
I'm sure there are. I don't know. You know, nobody kind of really lets the cat out of the bag and gives you up, you know, gives up any secrets. So I can't speak on anybody else's offense, how they do it. I'm sure everybody's a little bit different, and you tinker it to, you know, whether you got rookies playing or a bunch of vets on the offensive line or whatever it may be. But, you know, you can't worry about what other guys are doing or try to get any inside information out of other guys. You just got to worry about yourself.
In the quarterback fraternity, though, Carson, what makes him so good at the no huddle with all the things he's doing at the line?
A lot of things. His experience. He's been playing for a long time. He's accurate. He's got good zip on the ball. He's got good touch. He moves well. I mean, he does everything well. You know, he's not going to take off and run for 150 yards a game, obviously, but everything else, he does extremely well.
Is it fun for you to do the no huddle?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to move the ball and score points. You know, whatever way we, you know, coaches decide we're going to attack a team, you know, we're comfortable with doing, you know. The no huddle's great, but we also have a lot of really good stuff that we can dial up when we huddle call and change personnel groups and motion and shifts and all the things that confuse defenses, because that's something that we're really good at for a startup offense. And either way, as long as we're moving the ball and scoring points.
How big would it be to hit that bye week at 2-2, and then maybe, you know, I don't know what Darius will be this week, but you'd think a good chance after the bye he could be back, and Shante maybe getting healthy.
Huge. You know, it's a division game. You got to win the AFC games, but then you got to win your division games. And, you know, with the way the bye is, it would be great. You know, and then you start thinking about AC coming off of, you know, his knee injury and coming off the PUP list, and you know, Shante and Ron too. Ron's, you know, around the corner, hopefully, and hopefully Darius, you know, we'll see. We're still waiting to hear on Darius, but you know, it's a good time because we are banged up at a number of spots, and you know, it's exciting to have a big win, to have a huge game coming up on the road, and to know we have a chance to kind of get a little bit healthier and kind of clean up some of the guys that are banged up.
How's Denver's defense the first 3 weeks of this season compared to what you saw last year?
Pretty similar. I mean, they were very solid last year. Stingy in the run game. They're still doing that. They still have Champ Bailey out there, and Tracy Porter's been a great addition. Just a very good defense. There's not a weakness. They have two phenomenal pass rushers. You know, the thing you can't do against these guys is fall behind early. As soon as they get a lead, those pass rushers put their hand on the ground, just come off the ball and pin their ears back. So, but it very similar to last year. They were a very solid defense last year, and they played very well this year.
Okay, one more no huddle question. How tough is adjustment for the center and for other players? You mentioned the quarterback. Is it a big step up for those guys also?
Yeah, the biggest difference is on the road, because it's all about communication. You know, you're not gathering to call a play to everybody. There's a lot of communication. It's really difficult on the road, and it really limits you in what you can do, especially at the center spot. There's so many different things that that can happen for the center. And you know, then you get to Gunn, he's got to worry about, you know, making sure you're ready for the snap and getting the ball back to you. So it definitely limits you, and it puts a lot of stress on those guys. But Wiz being, you know, a second year guy that acts and plays like an eighth, ninth, tenth year guy, so that's been a bonus for us.